Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. As you might hear, I have a little bit of a raspy voice here. I've got a little bit of a cold, but hopefully that won't cause too much of a problem today. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Alan Little, creator of the True Voice System, a great way of getting tapped into your own authenticity. Plus, Alan will be giving away a free coaching session later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to remind you that I'm no longer doing the show on Tuesdays. I'm only doing Mondays as of this week. And because of that, I'm changing the format of the Monday show to mirror what I was doing on Tuesdays. And so the difference is going to be that we start out with a healing meditation in the show, and then we end up with our light bulb moment at the end of the show. And so there's not going to be any call-in piece for tarot readings or intuitive guidance. However, I have started a new show on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, where you can call in and get advice, counseling, guidance, whatever you want to call it. And so that's a full hour long, and that's every Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So let's go ahead with our healing meditation for today. And what I want us to focus on today is anyone who is a victim or considers themselves to be a victim. And that would be anyone who feels powerless in a situation that they are in. And it can be something really big or something really small, but any place where someone feels powerless. And we're going to send them love and healing energy for that. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in and release. And just open your heart. And one more deep breath in and release that just to anchor it in. And thank you for participating in that. So, as I mentioned, changes to the show, no Tuesday show anymore. But instead, there will be a Sunday show on Sundays. I said Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And I also want to remind you that you still have the opportunity to sign up for 31 days of authentic change wisdom on the website at thelauralongleyshow.com in the banner at the right hand part of the banner. If you click on the Learn More link, it'll take you to a page. It'll tell you all about what you will get if you sign up for those 31 days of authentic change wisdom. It's a practice every single day that you'll receive in your email that'll take 15 minutes or less that will help you shift towards making changes in your life for the coming year. I wanted to share with you, I was feeling sleepy recently, and actually I'm feeling sleepy today, but that's because I took cold medicine last night. But even before I got the cold, I'd had like a week of just feeling sleepy and not being able to really focus. It was especially during my, well, not even just during meditation, but even during anything I was trying to really focus on, I had trouble staying focused. And I realized that there can be several reasons for this, and understanding which one is true for me right now makes the difference in knowing what I need to do with to deal with it. So in this show's light bulb moment at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you more information on why you might be sleepy and, depending on the reason, what you can do to deal with that. So stay tuned for the light bulb moment later in the show. Well, Alan has been waiting while we go through these announcements, so let me introduce him to you. Alan Little is an entrepreneur, life coach, author, and creator of the True Voice System, a powerful process helping people transform their lives by reframing how we perceive success and failure and the beliefs we carry around success and failure. In late 2010, Alan experienced a series of extreme personal challenges that forced him to look deep within. In a moment of intense clarity, he received a powerful message that changed his life and became the genesis of the True Voice System. Since then, Alan has dedicated his life to being of service to others by bringing that same message of hope, truth, and transformation to the world. Let's welcome Alan Little to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Laura.
Thanks for being here. And I'm going to call on you to talk more than usual because I don't know if my voice is going to last through this. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So what I want to start out by talking a little bit about is, before we dive into what True Voice is, why will people want to hear about True Voice? What is it that is going to be of help to anyone about True Voice?
You know, one of the biggest benefits of coming out of True Voice is a clear understanding of who you are and where you stand. And looking at the world from living from the inside out rather than the outside in.
And Go ahead and finish.
It's really just that understanding and grounding of yourself that will allow you to face any situation with complete clarity. It's like discovering your inner GPS, your inner guidance system.
And so if I am not in that place of really being in touch with that, how is that showing up for me in the world? I mean, what kind of difficulties am I having? What kind of situations might be showing up for me?
You might be experiencing a lot of stress, feeling like you're running all the time and not getting anything done, feeling like your life is largely being driven by demands and expectations of others.
So
some clear signs.
So the benefit to me is that by understanding my true voice, then that's going to help me be more at peace, more calm, have more ease in my life?
It will, through clarity. You'll have clarity about the things that are coming from you, the things that you want to do, rather than the things you feel obligated to do or you feel like you should be doing.
Well, I can relate to that as a, let's see, what do I want to say, recovering people pleaser and perfectionist. I can relate to, a lot of my life having been driven by other people's expectations and not truly by what it was that I wanted or what I had to offer.
Right, right. And most of us are that way because that's the way we've been taught.
Right.
From a very early age.
Yeah, exactly. It's you. I mean, our society, our families all set up these expectations for how we're supposed to be, and we don't know any different.
That's right. But I do believe we come in knowing exactly who we are and that we all have a purpose here. Now, I know that that's been said before, but it pops up in things we tend to call gut or intuition, that inner voice that emerges sometimes that always seems to be very wise and very clear and know what to do, and the one that we often disregard at our peril.
And it's not always obvious to us that it's at our peril until many years later, at least in my own situation, that was true. That
I
could look back and see that, I really knew this 10 years ago and I just ignored it.
That's right. It may be immediate or it may be long term, but that when that occurs, it's almost never wrong.
Right. I will agree with that. And what I'd like to do is we're coming up on time to take a break. We don't have time for you to do it just now. But when we come back from the break, what I'd love to do is for you to share your own story of how it all became clear to you, because I think a lot of us will be able to relate to that in our own lives. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
On a sweet and wonderful journey. It's a journey that you're already on. But now you're going to embrace this journey.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
This is
a journey in which you're going to lengthen the cord of memory. The mystic cord of memory. You are going to come back to yourself.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Alan Little, creator of the True Voice System. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Alan and True Voice. So, Alan, can you give that information for listeners, please?
Sure. There's a website called truevoicepersonal.com. That's probably the best way to find me, or you can email me at alan@truevoicesystem.com.
And what will they find at the website? Can they sign up for the system, or what's available to them there?
Yes, they can purchase the system. They can also opt in to hear a bit more about what I'm going to tell you about how I discovered True Voice.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good segue into what was going on for you in your life when this all came up. So, you know, I'd love for you to tell your story of how you got in touch with this.
Sure. I'd be glad to. Go back about 2 years. My wife and I had been corporate executives, and we decided to drop out of the rat race, and we moved to rural Arizona, and we had a horse farm, and I also started a construction business. I'd been in construction earlier on in my life before I went into corporate, and while the economy here was good, my business was flourishing, and when the economy turned, my business was really suffering.
Mm.
I was faced with some very tough decisions. I had people working for me. I actually went pretty deeply into the red because I just didn't want to lay off people that had families. But finally, I couldn't keep them busy anymore. And my own situation was becoming pretty dire financially. And one morning, I woke up and I was confronted by a very angry man, and this man was sad. This man was confused. And, of course, I was looking in the mirror.
Right.
And I spent some time looking at my situation and wondering how it came to be, what I could have done, all the usual stuff about second-guessing myself, and how could I have avoided this? And I suddenly had a moment of clarity, intense clarity, that felt like it came from a place of my knowingness that said, this all happened because you were just going through the motions.
Oh.
I realized I was doing what I thought I should be doing, what seemed like the path of least resistance in starting this business. And I realized that my heart had never really been in it. And so I was not putting my all into it. I had not been. Even though it was successful, it couldn't weather the downturn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a huge revelation for me. And I got some information that came to me about living my life authentically from the inside out. And it took me 3 days to write it down. It was there in an instant, but the act of writing it down took 3 days. And that became the genesis of the True Voice System.
Well, you know, I know about the True Voice System. I've gone through it. But the question that it brings up for me, I know that True Voice is really focused on looking at failures and finding the nugget in those failures. And it occurs to me in your story, it's almost like, and I don't know if you feel this is true for you or not, but it's almost like you had to go through this in order to have that realization. It's like you had to go through doing what you thought you should do or what was the, you know, path of least resistance and then having it not work out in order for you to go, oh, that's why that didn't work out.
That's absolutely right, Laura. At that point, I was definitely feeling like a failure. And one of the revelations that came with True Voice is that there's nothing wrong with failure itself unless we fail to learn the lesson of it. So the heart of True Voice is going back and looking at things that we consider failures and being able to reframe them and seeing the lesson in there. And there are several pieces to that. And number one is that a failure is the result of daring to do something, of stepping outside your comfort zone and doing something you'd never done before. And with that is a paradox, because we learn from our failures. The best thing we can do is learn from our failures. Anyone who's ever been successful has not been afraid of failure, has embraced failure.
Right.
The Donald Trumps of the world, he's not afraid to fail, and he'll take what he learned and go do something better with it. But the way we're taught is that we're taught to put failure and quitting in the same bag, and they're very different things.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play baseball in high school, and the way our society looks at failure is they say, well, if you don't get it right the first time, just set it aside and go do something else. But if I'd done that when I was playing baseball, if every time I got up to the plate, I felt that I had to hit a home run, I wouldn't be playing the game very long.
Right.
And so there's a huge paradox there. So, and a big difference between failing and quitting. So I have a little saying that says that that successful people fail, but unsuccessful people quit.
Hmm. Okay. Sorry, I got my little cough going there. Well, you know, when I was going through the system, I struggled a little bit, because over the years I've gotten to where I don't really consider anything a failure, which I think is really what you're saying, is that everything is a learning experience for us, or the opportunity if we choose to take it as that. And so for me, I've kind of gotten in that mindset a while ago. And so when I was trying to think of failures, I had to shift my mind frame a little bit to say things that I would have liked to turn out differently.
Right. Well, then you're in a fairly unique category there, because most people consider failure to be a negative.
Yes.
That's just true in our society.
Well, and so, I won't say that in the moment it felt good, because none of those situations felt good in the moment. But I think I had already trained myself when looking back on these, you know, kind of the big ticket items. I have already done a lot of, you know, personal work. So I've already looked at a lot of these things anyway. And so I think that for me was why that I had to do that. But I think that you're right, that for most people, if they haven't gone back and done that reflection, a lot of people don't want to do that reflection on their failures because it feels painful to look at them. And so what True Voice can do is give you a framework to look at them that isn't going to be so painful.
That's right. That's right. Because we're taught that failure is a negative, when in fact it's not. It's only a negative when you don't go back and look at the lesson. And the lesson may not be apparent in the moment.
Right.
But again, it's a tell that you're daring to do something. And that's how we grow, is by daring. We don't grow by locking things away or by avoidance, which is how I see many people living their lives. They're living their lives avoiding pain instead of embracing change.
Well, I think it's human nature that until the pain of where we are is greater than the fear of change, then we're not going to do anything different. So that's why we have to learn how to make that fear of change smaller, I think.
That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is to say, again, that those whether you failed or not, you dared, and that's inspiration. So it's
right.
to embrace inspiration occasionally, at least, instead of spending your whole life avoiding pain.
Right. And I would say that we're saying the same thing, just in different terms, because
exactly.
it really is about reducing that fear of the fear of potentially failing, I think, is part of it as well, because we can't, because as long as you have that fear of potentially failing, you're not going to step out and take the risks that are really going to create the life you want.
That's right. So what I'm hearing you say is that if you have a great fear of failure, then it's practically a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. Because you're not going to do anything. You're just going to stay stuck where you are.
Right. So it's that. And so if I can go back and look at things that I considered failures, and that was certainly what happened in my moment of truth a little bit later once I actually put True Voice to work for me, was that I saw that there was something else that I wanted to be doing. And I changed my life at that point. It completely changed my life. And I realized that I wanted to be working with people on a deep level. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
And
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think that it's wonderful when people have this big kind of aha like you did. And I had a similar one about 7 or 8 years ago where I changed my career as well. But I think that unfortunately what happens for a lot of people is that, you know, it's the story of the frog in the water. And if you gradually turn up the heat, it boils to death. But if it turns up really hot, it'll leap out. That a lot of us are in that gradually heating up water. And so we don't have the significant event that leads to that aha, which is why True Voice could be a really helpful thing for someone who is feeling, you know, just mildly or consistently dissatisfied, but isn't really in that place of like where you were or like where I was, where the pain was so great we really had to do something else.
Yeah, that's right. If someone else can avoid that acute pain that I went through before I got my aha, then True Voice has succeeded. And the other thing that True Voice gives you is, as you go through the process, will be able to create clear boundaries about who you are and where you stand. And we're back to that piece about being driven externally or being living your life from the inside out. You can draw some clear lines there. And so it doesn't mean that you would tell anybody who asked anything of you, no, I won't do this anymore. But you can be very clear about, you know, why you're doing something.
Right.
Instead of just reacting.
Right. And that really is a huge benefit, that we are conscious of decisions that we make, whether we, you know, if we're choosing to do it because we want to, or if we're choosing to do it because we feel obligated. And there's a big difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
And beliefs play a part in this too, because.
So before we head into beliefs, we need to head into a break. So we'll talk a little bit more about beliefs when we come back from the break, and we'll also give away a free coaching session with Alan. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
That your body is breathing, and that it needs no help from you at this moment.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Heart is beating. That you're lengthening the cord of memory and becoming more aware that it needs no help from you. That there is something about you that is of life.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Alan Little, creator of the True Voice System. And before we talk more about True Voice, we're going to give away a free 30-minute coaching session with Alan to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want to work a little bit on your true voice, you can get a free coaching session with Alan at 800-930-2819 for the first caller. So as we were going into the break, Alan, we were starting to talk about how true voice is related to recognizing your beliefs and how they're affecting you. So can you say a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, number one, I don't believe that beliefs are
one
bad.
Of your beliefs is.
My belief about beliefs is that they're not all bad. There are some people out there that say all beliefs are bad. And my experience is that a belief can be what you make it. It can be positive or it can be negative.
A belief is a thought. And so your thought can be whatever you make it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this is something that seems to be rather elusive with many people. When people are driven by beliefs and they don't, it's just what they do, and they're not really able to separate them. And so there are people who give courses about eliminating negative beliefs. And my feeling is that what I focus on, I get more of. And so I would prefer not to spend my time focusing on negative beliefs and thinking they have to be cleared. What I would rather do is know who I am and where I stand and be able to live my life that way. And when you do that, then you're not being driven by beliefs anymore. You're living an authentic existence. And you can go back and look at your beliefs in an objective fashion because you're not being driven by them anymore.
And so then what value does that have for me to be able to go back and look at my beliefs in an objective fashion?
Well, it says, oh, I was doing this because I thought I should do it, or out of a sense of obligation, as we talked about before, that my view of the world was driven by the expectations of society and others. And that's why I'm stressed out, is because, you know, I've been running on this treadmill and giving to everyone else because that's what I thought I should be doing. And instead of being able to say, this is who I am, this is where I stand, this is understanding why you're here and what your contribution to the world is, makes all the difference.
And so how does True Voice help me know what my contribution to the world is? Why? Because you said early in the show that you have a belief, and I have the same belief, that we all come here, we each come here, I won't say all because we have different ones, we each come here with a life purpose of what it is that we're here to bring. And so how is it that True Voice helps me discover that?
By understanding what lies inside and what lies outside will put you in touch with your inner knowingness, with that voice, with that intuition, okay, with that gut. Because most of us experience that voice coming up at different times in our life. It's there all the time.
Right.
It's not a sometime thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been actually taught to ignore that voice. And so when you understand what your true voice is, you will be able to tap into your inner knowingness, into your inner GPS system, and that will guide you. And so you can look at things and say, ah, now, This is part of my knowingness. This is my knowingness speaking to me. And here are all the other things that make up my life, beliefs, obligations. And you will have the clarity to make choices about what is best for you.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Now, I know that you had a life event very recently that has really, what's the word that I want to say here? It's not like it's shifted about True Voice, but it's really brought to the forefront a very specific application for True Voice that you hadn't really thought about before. And would you be comfortable sharing that?
Yeah, I can share that. Yeah, my beloved wife of 15 years passed away not long ago. And of course, there was a lot of pain, and I'm still grieving. And grief is necessary. Grief is part of our existence as human beings. And out of that came a realization of how much True Voice was helping me through this process. Because I've talked to many other people who've endured similar situations, and they have had a very hard time coping with grief. And I realized that True Voice was a powerful tool because I have a very clear sense of who I am and why I'm here. One of the things when people experience the loss of a loved one is they feel like a part of them died with that person.
Yes.
And that can be an actual physical death. It can be the breakup of a relationship. We don't feel whole anymore. And the people that are struggling with grief feel like they're rudderless ships. And so True Voice is the rudder on that ship. It has helped me tremendously to be clear about what's happening in my life and the meaning of it, and being able to look at it in a positive way. It's not brushing it aside, it's not minimizing it, but just understanding that, you know, how blessed I was to have this woman in my life, and to appreciate and honor that, but also realize that my life didn't end with hers.
Right. And I know you had shared... Well, I was going to say, I know that you had shared also that part of the way that this really became clear to you was in grief support groups that you've attended, that you can see that there are people who feel like, almost like since their partner has passed, they don't exist anymore.
That's right. That's right. They feel like a piece of them died with that partner, and they don't know they have no clue about how to get that back. And so they're like the rudderless ship, they're just endlessly circling. And so I realized that also I have a background in psychology as well, and I realized that there's a huge gap in how our society deals with loss. We don't really have any particular rituals, and people are left to fend for themselves. Again, when there's a loss in a breakup, a divorce, a death, there's a lot of theories, a lot of quote-unquote conventional wisdom out there about how long someone should be grieving and all those sorts of things, but really there are no rules, and so we're left to fend for ourselves. And I realize there's a huge gap between traditional therapy, between the bereavement groups I've attended, which is really just a way for people to talk about their experience, but it's not, there's no progression there. It's not, there's no end goal. Right. And so I decided that, realizing that True Voice was a powerful tool, that it helped me so much in feeling whole and knowing who I was, that I would start coaching people who are going through the grief process. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking on a few select clients, and I've put together a 12-week program that deals with grief, looking at it honestly and openly, and then introduces True Voice in the process.
And again, you know, I mean, this is, I mean, not that the death of your spouse was a failure, but it's a, you know, an event that we would prefer not to have happened. And yet it has also opened the door for this other creation to come about that will be of help to other people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Laura. And, you know, there is a piece in there that could be considered failure, because one of the things I've identified, there are about five things that everyone who's going through the grieving process experiences. They don't always experience it in the same order at the same time. But one of the things is feeling like, I could have done this differently. Yeah. I call it the Schindler's List syndrome, because at the end of, if anyone ever saw the movie, he was being praised for having saved so many people. And he said, oh, no, I could have done so much more. And everyone who's going through the grieving process looks back and said, if I'd done this differently, maybe that person would still be here. Or if I hadn't done that, maybe they still would be here. Mm-hmm. And so there is a sense of failure in there. People are looking back in hindsight and thinking, if only I had done this or that. And it makes them feel like they failed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is time for us to wrap up here. So, Alan, why don't you once again let listeners know where they can find you and the True Voice system?
Sure. They can go to www.truevoicepersonal.com and either purchase the True Voice system or hear a little more about how it came to be. And they can also get in touch with me personally if they're interested in the coaching program, Alan@TrueVoiceSystem.com. That's Alan@TrueVoiceSystem.com.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Laura.
All right.
Thanks. I appreciate being able to share a little more about True Voice.
Well, and it was an interesting process to go through, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how to know why you're sleepy and what to do about it. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
And in so doing, we allow the dust and the grit of the journey.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
To set them free.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Alan Little, creator of the True Voice System. And you can find out more about True Voice and Alan at www.truevoicepersonal.com. Some other ways to get information on moving forward in life. On Facebook, you can find me at the Laura Longley Show, and I post there multiple times each day. So you'll always find something interesting to think about or maybe a tool to try. And on Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always the LauraLongleyShow.com. We've had a lot of really great guests on the show over the years, and you can listen to archives at the LauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, sometimes we want to just browse through and find pieces that speak to us. If you sign up for my newsletter, you get access to the written transcripts as well, and you sign up for the newsletter at the LauraLongleyShow.com. So, are you sleepy? I hope it's not because the show is boring if you are sleepy. I'm asking about this because this is something that I kind of had aha about a few days ago. And last week I was, you know, for gosh, days, maybe a week, I was just feeling really sleepy and I was getting plenty of rest. I was sleeping fine at night, but I felt sleepy a lot of the time, and it really was manifesting like I couldn't focus. So sometimes during my meditation practice, I'll have something in particular that I want to focus on, or even just in doing my work, trying to focus on writing something. It was really, really hard. And I noticed that. And then what happened is that I had a dream. And if you guys have listened to the show, you know, I have a lot of dreams. And I had a dream. It was on New Year's Day morning, right before I woke up. And I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in my nightgown. Well, I had gone to a friend of mine who does dream interpretation a few weeks earlier about a different dream. And one of the things I learned in that session was that sleeping in a dream is about being unconscious. And so that made me go, oh, okay, I'm in a nightgown in this dream. I'm feeling sleepy a lot of the time in waking life. Where am I wanting to be unconscious? Where am I wanting to be not aware of something? And so I realized that there were things that I needed to look at and be conscious of. And so it just so happened that the following day I had a session with the energy healer that I work with, and I talked to her about it, and she said, oh yeah, been there, done that. And what she said to me about when you're sleepy for the reason that you don't want to look at something, that the antidote to that is to ground yourself and come to present time. And she teaches a method for doing this that, you know, I've been doing for a while now. And so it's really the being in present time, being in your body, and being aware and conscious of what's happening right now in the moment that will take you out of that sleepiness, not being able to focus, peace. And then the issue you need to look at is going to present itself to you. And you've been avoiding it. That's why you've been sleepy. But you're ready to look at it, or else it wouldn't be coming up. And I'm saying you, I mean me, but it's true for you too. So that is one reason you might be sleepy. Some other reasons for sleepiness, and I will say that I always have to look at whether it's I'm sleepy because I want to be unconscious, or am I sleepy because I'm already doing a lot of inner work that is requiring a lot of energy. And I've had this happen to me a couple of times over the past year also, where it was just like, oh my God, I couldn't wait to go to bed every night, and I'd sleep 8 or 9 hours with barely waking up. And that's unusual for me. I usually wake up a number of times in the night. And that was because I was moving a lot of energy, doing a lot of internal shifts. And so that's why I was sleepy. So that's another reason you might be sleepy. Some other more, some more common wisdom kinds of reasons are depression. And this was one when I was feeling sleepy last week that I was starting to look at, am I feeling depressed? Because I know that that is one potential symptom of depression. Now, other times people can't sleep when they're depressed. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that if you're depressed, you're going to be sleepy all the time. But, you know, we have that stereotype of when someone's depressed, they just can't get out of bed. And those stereotypes come from some reality. Another reason you might be sleepy is sleep apnea. This is another one that I know of personally. And I've gone past what I needed to do to deal with that. But, oh gosh, 10 or 13 years ago, I was married at the time. My husband was complaining because I was snoring all the time. I went in for a sleep study and found out I had sleep apnea. And I did not realize how sleepy I was until I started sleeping through the night. So that's another one that can be a clue as to why you're sleepy. Maybe you're just not getting enough sleep. Maybe you're burning the candle at both ends and you really just need to get some more sleep. Our bodies give us clues about what they need. So if you're feeling sleepy, there is a reason. Maybe you're eating too many processed carbs. And I know that this can be one of mine. If I eat certain things for lunch, I always want to go and take a nap. And one of my big ones is if I eat Thai food where there's rice or rice noodles, I immediately want to go to sleep. So that's something else to look at. And then medications. There are certain medications, of course, that can cause us to be drowsy. So just to kind of recap, sleepiness is our body telling us, giving us a message. And the message I got about it last week was that there was something I didn't want to pay attention to that I was avoiding looking at. Other messages can be that you're doing a lot of inner work and you just need some more rest. You could have depression. You could have sleep apnea. You could just not be getting enough sleep. You could be eating too many processed carbs, or you could have medications that are creating that sleepiness. But the message I want to give you here is that you shouldn't normally be feeling sleepy all the time. And if you are, you need to look at what's going on for you in your life. So that is our light bulb moment for today. I want to remind you just one more time, the change in the show schedule. No more Tuesday shows. And instead of doing call-in on Monday shows, I have a new show on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Sunday mornings. That is all call in. And you can call in with any kinds of questions where you want some wisdom, advice, coaching, intuitive counseling. I'll even do tarot with you if that is what you want. So that's every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. You can search for The Laura Longley Show and you will find it. And you can also still sign up to get 31 days of authentic change in your email so that you can get your New Year's resolutions on track and make the changes you want for 2014. And now my voice is starting to go again, so it's a good thing we're wrapping up the show. I want to thank my guest today, Alan Little, for sharing great information on getting in touch with your true voice. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget the new show on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Have a wide awake week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.